Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Umet Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in Siman Shin Tes Vav, continuing our discussion about what constitutes a roof. And in yesterday's share, we talked about stacking barrels, and today we'll talk about stacking books. Siv Zayin, very top line. The Mechaber writes, Mutur Lohaniach Sefer Echod Mikan, the Echod Mikan, the Echod al Gabeim. There is no problem over here in putting a sefer down on a table, let's say, put one to the left, one to the right, and then putting the third sefer on top of it. That is permissible. It is not a problem of creating an ohel. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed, this is only Hainu Davka Kishitzorich Lilmod Mishneim. If you're using all of the books to learn, so then it's not a problem to have them opened up in front of you. Or, alternatively, Osha Sefer HaTachton Munach Shom Kvar, the bottom book which you're not learning from was already there previously, you did not put it down there. Because, by the way, Di Lav Hochi, if you're now putting down a book to be used, so to say, as a platform, a shtender to raise the top book that you have, Avshu wrote Sekedei Lag Bi'ah Sefer El Yon Limobo, even though the whole purpose here is to allow you to learn better, because the top book will now be higher, Yesh Bizoyon La Sefer HaTachton. This is a denigrating way to treat the bottom book that you're using it as a bima, using it as a shtender to allow you to see the top book better. And this would be forbidden, the Taz says, Af Bechol Osir. This would be forbidden even on a weekday because of a Bizoyon to the Sefer. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, not everybody agrees that this is Taz. There are more lenient opinions. For example, Abel B'Morgan Avram and Simon Kufrin Dalet, Mitzadi Lahatir. He does allow you to use, not necessarily recommending this, but he does allow you to use the bottom Sefer to lift the top sefer higher to make it easier to read, and likewise, this is the opinion of the Chayyodim. Mekim Chayyodim in Kal Lamed Aleph in Sif Mem Ches. He also writes Kosav Diesh Lahatir, and Dishu footnote number 73 brings down that we've learned previously in Simon Kufnun Dalet that the Stam Psak is to allow this, like the opinion of the Chayyodim. Now the Ramah continues and he says Hagot. Why is this not a problem over here of stacking books and making an ohel haroi? Yesterday, when we were talking about the barrels, we said you're not allowed to stack the barrels. And that was because we learned yesterday that you need the air space underneath there to make sure that the barrels don't spoil. You need to circulate the air there. Over here, however, the Ramah is telling us, and this is brought down the name of the Tur, the Ran, and the Magid Mishnah, that there is no purpose over here for the airspace underneath the top book that's now having an airspace underneath it because it's being stacked on two separate books underneath it. And therefore, there is no problem. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Mizeh Atam, based upon this reasoning, Nami Shari Lifros Mapa Al Shulchan. Likewise, for this reasoning, a person is allowed to put a tablecloth on top of a table. There is no Isser in doing so. Uktzos Hamapa, and this is true even if the edges of the tablecloth are hanging down, Tluyos Lamatim Al Shulchan, they hang out over the table. The tablecloth doesn't fit exactly on the top of the table. It hangs down over the sides of the table. Mikol tzad, around all the four sides of the table. Va'afilu im magios smuchos laris. And even if it were to come down all the way to the ground, it's a long tablecloth, and you've essentially now created mechitzos over here, it's still not a problem. De'ein bazeh mishum ohel. We don't have a problem of creating it all over here. Why? Kiven de'ein tzorech la'avir shetachas ha'shulchan. Because of this basic principle, we said, if you don't need this space underneath this ohel that you've created, it's not doing anything for it, so therefore, it's not considered an ohel haroi. Reason number one. Reason number two, va'od, kiven shemash munach al ha'shulchan, ein bo mishum ohel. He says, by placing it, the tablecloth on top of the table, you theoretically have a space between the tablecloth and the table. That's certainly not a problem. Shein shom chalal beino l'shulchan, because there is no space. I mean, there's physically space in between there, but essentially it's totally compressed from a practical point of view. There's no space in between the tablecloth and the table, and therefore, mutur gam hayotzi mimenu. And therefore, since that's not a problem, so even the stuff that goes over the sides of the table, that extra linen or tablecloth, is not a problem as well. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, call ohel mishupa, any slanted roof. She'ein begago tefach. The slant over here, we'll see in a moment, this is true for horizontal. The Mishnah Berurah will explain why it's telling us about a slanty roof, but the same exact halach applies to a horizontal roof. Any roof that you're creating that is not a tefach wide, i.e. it's less than 3.5 to 4 inches or so, is not considered a roof, and therefore there's no problem making such a roof, at least on a daraisa level, on Shabbos. V'lo b'pachus mishlo shesomuch legago, Rochav Tefach. And likewise, if the horizontal aspect over here of this roof is not going to be a tefach within the first three tefachim. What do we mean by this? You have a slanty roof over here. This is why, actually, we're talking about a slanty roof, because otherwise this halacha would not apply to a horizontal, perfectly horizontal roof. So you have an x-axis and a y-axis when you're plotting something out. The x-axis is the horizontal axis over here. So if the horizontal component of this roof does not extend out one tefach, let's say 4 inches, within a span of it going down three tefachim. So the Y component goes down three tefachim, but the X component has not yet gone down even one tefach. In other words, it's a very, very steep slant, so you don't even have a horizontal component of one tefach, 4 inches, within it dropping down 12 inches. So in this situation, it's also Hareze Oel Aroi. In both of these situations where you do not have a tefach extending horizontally, either directly or within the first three tefachim as it slants downward, this is called an Oel HaRoi, a temporary Oel, and therefore, Va'osa Oso L'chatchila B'Shabbos is Potter. Somebody who does so on Shabbos is Potter. Now, what does Potter mean over here? We always have the rule in general in Shabbos, when we say Potter means Potter Avalosu. It means Potter on the Rice level, but also on the Rabbana level. So we'll see over here in the Mishnah Berurah that some say that that's the Pshat over here, whereas others say that it's actually permissible even near the Rabbana. We'll see this in a moment. First, let's look in the Chafetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku Kol Ohel. The Chafetz Chaim asks over here, why did the Rambam, which is the source over here of the quote from the Mechaber, use the Lashon over here of kol ohel meshupa? What's the word kol supposed to mean? So he says, mishum deklal bazeh shnei haktzavos, because he's including over here both scenarios over here. Number one, hainu afilu asol keva, shiskayim kam yomim, even if he's doing it on a more permanent basis, it should last at least for several days. Nevertheless, since it is less than a tefach wide, it's considered an oel aroi, even if it's going to be for a longer period of time, and therefore you are potter over here. And likewise, even if you're not doing it over here for a permanent basis, there's an isra over here because of lo plug if it is a tefach wide. The issue foot number 79 brings down from the Mishmaso Zov, which is the Prima Gadim, Shalachol Hadeos Mutu Lasos Lechatchila Oel Haroi Pochas B'Tefach. Everybody agrees that if you're making an Oel Haroi and you're making it less than a Tefach, that is permissible. Because Ohel Pochos B'Tefach Nidon Kechatzi Shir. Because making a less than full shear of a tefach type of an oel is only at best a chatzi shear iser. And a chatzi shear is only also midirabonin. And since over here an oel aroi is also only also midirabonin, this would be considered a gzeira l'gzeira and therefore would be permissible. And furthermore, he adds, even if you want to say that the Yitzhu of Chatzi Shir is an Issa Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir Min HaTorah, nevertheless, Kivan Shetam Issa Asiyas Oel Aroyu, the reasoning that the rabbis forbid you to make an Oel Aroy is Mishum Shenira Kibinyan, because it looks like Binyan, so therefore, when one makes it less than a Tefach, it doesn't look like it's Binyan, and therefore it's Mutter in any event. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Beis. He says, "Hainu afilu asol keva." Even if you're making it as a permanent structure over here, sheiskayim kama yomim, it will last for several days. Nevertheless, mikol mokum kiven she'ein begag tefach, if it doesn't have at least tefach in the horizontal axis, lo choshev rak oel haroi, it is only considered an oel haroi. Now, the issue for number 74 brings down what happens if it was a half a tefach originally and you're adding a half a tefach to it now. So now you have a total tefach, but you only added a half of it on Shabbos. So this is a machlokus. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Nechshar Adovah Ka'osa Ol Tefach B'Shabbos. Since you're doing the final half, that's considered as if you did the whole thing on Shabbos and he would forbid you to do so. However, the Ketzos HaShulchan brings down, he's not sure about this, and he says, Kivan Shlo Paras Elachatzi Tefach B'Shabbos, since bottom line is, you only put out a half a tefach, Yei Shlomar, one could suggest, She'enu Nechshav Ka'osa B'Shabbos Ol B'Shir Tefach. One could argue that this is not making an oil of a tefach on Shabbos, it's only making an oil of a half a tefach, and therefore it is not the same level of Isser. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Gimel. Why do we give the situation of a slanty roof? The Mishnah Berurah says, V'adin Im Otsa Hagag B'Shaveh, a horizontal roof is also over here the same Isser. If it's a tefach, it's osur. If it's less than a tefach, it's not osur. What difference does it make if it's slanty? Why do you have to tell us ohel mishupa? The same thing applies for a regular straight roof. He says, the belav hochi lo choshev ohel. Either way, if it's less than a tefach, it's not an ohel. If it's more than a tefach, it's an ohel. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, mishupa, the reason why he uses specifically the example of a slanty roof is not for the reisha over here, but for the second part, mishum seifa, lashmina, to teach us, the dafka im lo hayo bepochos mishlosha somach legago rochav techav, to tell us that second law, that if the slant is so steep that it doesn't extend out, and the horizontal axis a tefach within the drop of the three tefachim, so then, the hainush eno misracheves tefach ad la'achash yordu shlosha tefachim, it doesn't extend out, as I just said, the tefach, until it's dropped more than three tefachim, So that's not considered an oel as well. However, if it does go out horizontally within the first three tefachim of going down on the slant, it does extend out a tefach, then it has the halachic status of making a horizontal roof, a tefach, which would be aser. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Daled. She'ein begago tefach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, avol yesh begago tefach, as we've already said multiple times, if you have a tefach over here, chashev ol keva v'chayiv, then it would be a full roof, and you'd be chayiv midaraisa. She'ein matzinu ohalei tumah tefach. And where do we see that this tefach is the shear? Because the amount to transmit tumas ohel is when the roof is a tefach. He says, v'davko she'aso l'keva. But that's only if it was done for a permanent basis. Avol li'aroi, on a temporary basis, for example, kigon she'paras machatzelas hagabi dalad amudim, you put up temporary basis, you put up some sort of a mat over here on top of four posts. So av she'esh begagu kama tvachim, even though this roof now has several tvachim, it's not an issur d'oraisa. Yisur rak midrabanan of making an oel aroi, which is only an issur d'rabanan. Sivkot lamed hey, we said that doing this, that we described, that making the ohel less than a tefach wide, or on the slant, it goes down less than a tefach over the three tefachim. It's less than a tefach extended out over the three tefachim. So we said that that is potter l'chatchila. What does potter mean? So we said, haynu michatas. This means potter al avalasar. Avalasar midrabban. It means it's not a chiv d'araisa, no chatas chiv over here. If you did it by accident, you'd have to bring a karma chatas for being over in Issa d'araisa on Shabbos. However, it still is forbidden by the rabbis. That's the normal expression, potter, in regard to Hilchos Shabbos. It means potter avalasar. And the reason why this is so, that it's also midrabanan, gezera to ol keva, because if we allow you to do this for an ol haroi, the rabbis were concerned you may come to do this on an ol keva, which would be an issur d'oraisa. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, look in the Magen Avraham, ayin b'Magen Avraham shekol zehu l'das harif yarambam. This is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam over here that say that it's also midrabanan. However, avol l'das Rashi v'Rosh, according to these great Rishonim Rashi in the Rosh, kivin shein begago tefach, since it doesn't have a tefach, the bottom line is it's not an ohel, lo choshev ol klal. Therefore, we do not halachically consider it even osim midrabanan. It doesn't have the status of making an ohel. Umutu l'chatchila, and therefore would be permissible even l'chatchila to do this. There's not even an issur d'rabanan according to Rashi in the Rosh. Now, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says v'shulchan aruch sosam kedas rifi Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passing over here that it's potter, like the Potter Aval Osir aspect, which would of course be the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, and he says this is also v'chinu gam kein das Rabbeinu Chananel. This is also the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, and he brings down from the Prima Godim or Prima Godim Tzadi that even the Gam Rashi v'Arash they would also agree over here that this is actually Potter Aval Osir. They would be modal l'das Rambam is there. Why? Kivin sha'asol l'keva she's kaim zman kamiyomim, because we're talking here about a case where you made this while it's still an ohel aroi, but you made it to last for a couple of days, so therefore it would have the Issur d'rabanan added over here because we're concerned if we allow this, you may allow an issur d'oraisa. Siftes. The Mechaber writes, Mishameris. A Mishameris is a strainer or a sieve of some sort that you're going to be putting over a container. Does that call making a roof over here? So you put this Mishameris, this strainer, Shetolin Osa, you place it on top of a kli, some sort of a big pot, let's say, loses bosh shmarim lisaninon, and then you pour stuff over this strainer. Now, this strainer is not what we would call a colander. This is basically a porous sheet or material that you're stretching out over the top of the container, and you're pouring the liquid in there so the liquid can go through the porous material, but any dregs will remain up on the top. So this mishameri shetolin osa, loses bosh shmarim lisaninon, umoschim piol chotzad, and you're basically stretching this type of cloth material over here so it covers up the entire top of the kli. It's equivalent of basically sealing this utensil over here, but you obviously want the space underneath this. This is not a lid that you can't get something into it or not, but you are using this as a roof over here, and you want the space underneath this. So this is choshev asiyas oel. This is an isser over here of making an oel, v'osel in tosin. You wouldn't be allowed to go and place this over here. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains, Nira, the osui kimin sak. This is something that you have is sort of like a sack-like structure over here that is korin in Yiddish, korin lugin zak, a certain type of sack. Vu rochav, it's wide at the top, upasuach lamala, and it's open at the top, so you pour something into it. It's almost like a funnel. Visosum v'chodur, and it's closed at the bottom, lamata, so the dregs collect there at the bottom. Now, this sharper, like funnel-type end that it has at the bottom goes into the kli. You put the bottom part into the kli, so you have a big pot, let's say, over here. You insert this funnel-like sack structure into the pot. You then, hakotze elyon, the top part over here, harochav, that's wide, misadad in misvas piwas a kli. You wrap it over the entire top part of the kli. So you basically have this strainer that's over the entire kli, wrapped around the lip top part of the kli, 360 degrees all the way around. It funnels into the middle of the kli, where it's closed at the bottom of this sack-like structure to collect the dregs, and the liquid can get poured through it and will go into the kli. And therefore, the bottom line is, v'nimtzahu gag l'kli, v'asukyol. You have now essentially made a roof for this container, and it has the halachic status of an ohel. The issue foot number 75 brings down that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sibin Shin Yud Tes, Shelo nesa lasos kein elem kein mechase b'mishmeris es kol chalal hakli shetachtel. This must be, in order for it to be osir, it must cover up the entire opening of the kli. But if only part of it is not left covered, if part of it is uncovered, ein zenechshav kasiyasol, it doesn't have the halachic status of making it into a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, this is osir midrabbanan. We have over here this isser is only an isser midrabbanan. However, avolislos hamishmeres kishi shetucha. But if you already have it stretched out, and then you place the kli underneath it, al eze yosei ubeli kli tachtel mutter. That would be perfectly permissible because it's already stretched out. So that's making the roof first. It's not a problem. Dafilu oel aray lo choshev. And if you don't put the kli underneath it, it's certainly not a problem because it's not even considered an oel aray at all. And certainly v'koshikei the mutter lislos kli biyosei. And certainly one would be allowed to go and place a kli on top of a peg over here, on top of a post, that certainly is not an issur at all. The issue for number 82 brings down, even the Mogen Avram would allow this, as brought down the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot Mem Aleph. Sharia Chashash Shem Yovo L'Shamer, because if you come to go and strain over here, ain't no kain bofetzeh, it doesn't function in this way because it's not over a pot. Finally, we conclude today's share with the issue foot number 76, where in the second paragraph of this footnote, he points out there is a Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Tes, which we'll learn in an upcoming share. He brings down Yesh Me Harishonim Hasovrim She'ein Bikisui Kli Mishamoel. There are those that totally disagree with his din and say that in regards to a kli, there is no concept of ohel making a kli and putting a cover over it to make it into ohel. And he brings down from the Shona Halachos, from the Ungvar Rebbe, Zatzal, Reb Menashe Klein, Shaladaitam, according to those opinions, Tama Isser, then why is it Usser over here? It's because Shinira Hadover Kimishamer, because it looks like you're straining, as the Mishnah Berurah will say over there, in regards to spreading out a beged over a barrel of wine. With that, we will conclude today's shir.